Now this morning, I got to thinking a little bit about fathers, and I thought, you know, one of the greatest things that we as fathers can give our children is time. Give them time. The other thing that we can give our children is encouragement.
Oh, yeah.
Do they need encouragement?
Yeah.
Oh, do they ever? Amen.
Yeah.
And so as a dad then, you want to make sure you stay encouraged yourself.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yeah, the opportunity to do that in your devotional life, like David did, he encouraged himself in the Lord. But on the other side of the coin is you're encouraged today among community.
Yeah.
You're encouraged in the house of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really important for dads to be in church and to be serving God as an example for their children.
Right.
Amen. The other thing that we want to make sure to, as dads, these are gifts we give to our kids. How about this? Prayer.
Amen.
Somebody says, well, I need prayer. Well, we all need prayer. But do you know if you sow prayer, you'll reap prayer? So you want to make sure you're praying for your loved ones. And making sure that you are there for them. I can remember, it might have been in the 80s or early 90s, I don't remember. Brennan and I were scheduled to speak right outside of Paris. At one of the Rhema schools, and over there near Rome in Italy, we're going to do a 2-week teaching over there in Europe, and we're all excited about it. We were going to be with the Caminiti. It was going to be awesome. But about 24 hours into our trip, we had a family emergency. And without question, we went home. Why is that? Because one of my loved ones needed their mom, and they needed their father.
Yeah.
Amen? Somebody said, well, that was a big sacrifice. No, no, no. When you live your life for God and you live your life as a father to your family, you will be there for them and with them in their midnight hour.
Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. And of course, God has restored many ministry trips for us. We have nothing to complain about. We are so very thankful. But I got to thinking about those things in light of what I feel like the Spirit of God put in my heart today. For you as a church, I want to call this the Father's greatest gift. The Father's greatest gift. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for the great, great gifts that you have given us. We ask you to give utterance today. Father, we believe for Holy Spirit deposits. We thank you for imparting into us that which we need to hear today. And we give you glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. So look at James chapter 1, if you will, and verse 17. Notice this verse. It says, every good gift. Well, that lines up with what we've been talking about today. Every good gift and perfect gift. Amen. Now, that word perfect there means complete and sufficient. It means enough. So every good gift and perfect gift is from above. And it comes down from the Father of lights. Aren't you glad he's not the Father of darkness? He is the Father of lights. Now notice this, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. That means that once a gift is given, he doesn't take it away. God does not change. Amen? But I want you to know the plurality of the Father's gifts. There's so many. And we could do a long series on the Father's greatest gifts. But I want to talk about the Father's greatest gift. And of course, that can be found in Romans chapter 6 and verse 23. It says there that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. But the gift of God. What is the gift of God? The gift of God is eternal life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the gift of God, this everlasting life is the greatest gift that the Father has ever given to humanity.
Amen.
He said over there in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but what will we have? We will have everlasting life. Eternal life. It is the gift of God. And you are an eternal spirit. You are made in the image and in the likeness of God. Man is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a physical body. And being an eternal spirit, you are going to live forever. You want to make sure that your eternal spirit is connected with God. For the believer and for the child of God, whoo, glory to God, you're going to live forever and ever and ever. You know, Jesus said this to Martha. He said, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Woo, glory to God. And he said this, he who believes in me will live even if he dies. I mean, if you leave your body, you ain't dead. Your body stays here, but your human spirit, your eternal spirit, whoo, goes on to be with Jesus. Glory to God. Look at your neighbor and say, you're never going to die. He who believes in me, even if he dies, even if his physical body gives up, and everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? I believe it. Now the reality of that liberates us from the fear of death. You know, people live their lives afraid. Fear of flying. Fear of crossing the street. Fear of COVID. Fear of this. Fear of that. We have not been given the spirit of fear, but we've been given the spirit of faith, the spirit of power, and the spirit of a sound mind. Oh, it's liberating. Glory to God. When you know that you ain't going to die. And it's liberating to know that you're going to see your mama, you're going to see your daddy, you're going to see your loved ones. Some of you are going to see your children. It's liberating. And whom the Son, my brothers and sisters, has set free is free indeed. Freedom from fear comes from a revelation of this eternal gift of God, eternal life. So three things today. Number one, what is this? Well, in the Greek, the word is zoe. W.E. Vines defines zoe as life in the absolute sense, or life as God has it. Sounds good, doesn't it? Life as God has it. But years ago, I listened to some teaching by a man of God, and he talked about absolute light means there is no darkness at all. See, God is light, and there is no darkness in Him. You are a child of God, a child of light, and there ain't no darkness in you. And the other thing he said, absolute life. He is thy life. And in Him, there is no death at all. Ooh, glory to God. We ought to shout about that. In our pathway is life, and there is no death. What kind of life did Jesus come to give us? The God quality, the God quantity, the God kind of life. Amen. Where there is no death. Delivered from the fear of death. John 1:4 says that in Him, Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of man. Now that word light there in John 1:4 literally means the development. This life that's on the inside of you will develop you. It will cause you to increase. It will cause you to grow. It'll do things in your life that there is not any way that you could do in and of yourself. John 5:26 says this, for as the Father has life in Himself, so has He given the Son to do what? To have life in Himself. And then this golden scripture that we all love, John 10:10. Come on, quote it with me, please. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come. How many of you want to know why he came? Jesus said, I'm come that you might have Zoe. And that you might have it. That you might have this eternal gift of God. Woo! More abundantly. Profusely. Excessively. Surplus. Abundance. God kind of life. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I'm getting happy right now. I'm happy in my heart. Abundant life. Superabundance. Excessive. Listen, friends. The crowning achievement of redemption was to impart this glorious gift of life in you. That's the crowning achievement. That is the reason for the death and the burial and the resurrection of the Christ, is to impart into you this glorious gift of eternal life. Friends, it is the most miraculous incident in life. I've written here in my notes, and I love it. The Father gave us Jesus, and he gave his life for you so that his life could be imparted to you and be in you. Amen. Say it with me. I've got the life of God in me. You do not have to talk the Father into giving you life. If you've received Jesus, you've got the life of God in you.
Amen.
Listen, friends. What it is, it's your Heavenly Father imparting His nature, His substance, and entire being into your human spirit. Ooh, glory. Come on. What is man that you are mindful of him, and the Son of Man that you visit him? He's mindful of us. The Apostle Paul described it this way. Read it with me. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. What about those old things? How about that old nature? How about that old man that used to do drugs and used to be an alcoholic and used to be this and used to be that? All things are passed away. Woo! Glory to God. And behold, all things have become new. You are a new creation that has never existed before, with the very grace of God and the life of God and the goodness of God in you for His glory. Amen. The Father, He wants us to know, or we could say it this way, He wants us to have a know-so salvation. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't know whether I was saved or not. I probably wasn't. But I would have liked to know how I could be, so that I could know that I had eternal life. And yet, even a lot of Christians, because they're not taught right, this is not a pointing the fingers at preachers who do not teach it right. But a lot of people just wonder, well, you just never know. No, Jesus came that you might know. I'm going to say it over here. I said, Jesus came that you might know. That you might know that you have. Not maybe so. Not any question about it. He came to give you a no-so salvation. A no-so deliverance. A no-so freedom. Somebody said, well, I wish you'd point out the Word of God that says that. Thank you for asking. 1 John chapter 5.
Yeah.
Notice with me in verses 11 through 13. Ready? Read. And this is the record that God has given to us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. Verse 12. He that has the Son has life. Stop right there. Do you have life?
Yes.
Do you have the Son?
Yes.
So no question about it.
That's right.
Don't let the devil talk you about out of it.
Amen.
Don't let unbelieving preachers talk you out of it.
Right.
well, if you just did enough and you just did this and did that, you know, we are not on a treadmill of works. We are on a treadmill of the goodness of God and of the grace of God. Read verse 12 again with me. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you might know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son. Ooh, glory to God. Everyone say, I'm saved. I am born of God. Jesus said in John 5:24, truly I say unto you, he that hears my word and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. Along with this gift of eternal life, the greatest gift the Father has given you, along with that comes a life free from guilt. Free from condemnation. Free from living under a cloud of feeling poorly about yourself. We need to think of ourselves the way that God thinks of us. We need to see ourselves the way that God sees us. He doesn't see a little condemned, guilty, wimpy Christian. He sees you as the righteousness of God, an heir of God, and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. He that believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation. I like this. Notice this phrase. But is what? But is passed from what? We passed from spiritual death to what? We passed from death unto life. One translation says, and I love this, that we have left death country and have now entered into life country. Glory to God. You've left that old life and now you have a new life. In other words, we've passed from that life where Satan had dominion over us, and now we're in the kingdom where Jesus Christ is Lord. So we defined what life is. Secondly, let's ask ourselves, what will this life do for you? What will this life do in you? Anybody interested in that? This Zoe God kind of life will produce certain changes in our lives. I can remember years ago, Dan Hagen wrote a book called Zoe. I highly recommend it. It is a very in-depth study on the life of God. And I want to quote to you something that he said in the book. So powerful. Dan Hagen said this, you can see the effects of that life almost at once. You can see it in a person's habits. You can see it in his speech. It changes conduct, corrects habits, and forms new ones. Anybody had that experience? That's about maybe 20 of you. Well, that's all right. If you haven't experienced, you're going to experience it. I'm telling you what, this life on the inside of you, if you will cooperate with it and not ignore it, it'll change you. Woo, glory to God. It'll change the way you think. It'll change the way you talk. It'll change the way that you walk. It'll change the way you see someone else. It'll change your whole life. It'll transform you from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. I like to run on that one. Why? Because I've been changed. Have you been changed? Has it changed the way you treat your wife? Has it changed your attitudes about life? I'm telling you what, this life, if you won't ignore it, if you'll not just, oh yes, this is kind of a cute little message pastor preached on eternal life as the gift of God. No, this life is in you for a purpose. And we're going to find out at the end of this message how we can release this life that's on the inside of us. But let me quote this just one more time. He said this. Almost at once, you can see it in a person's habits. You can see it in his speech. It changes conducts, corrects habits, and forms new ones. I've seen that in my life. Have you seen that in your life? And I've seen this in the life of many throughout the decades of ministry. We have seen hearts and minds transformed by his life and by his words. Because of the life of God, we've seen marriages that were on the brink of divorce restored. Why? Because they came to the realization that they weren't letting this life or this love dominate them. But once the adjustment was made, things turned around for the glory of God. We've seen marriages restored. We've seen bodies healed. Because the life of Jesus can be made manifest in our mortal flesh. You know, I'm really happy to know that at age 73. I'm glad to know that the Holy Ghost quickens my mortal body. We've seen bodies healed. We've seen lives changed. We've seen intellects enlightened. We've seen personalities enhanced. We've seen people that were once dull become quick and bright and sharp. And I'm not talking about any of you. We've seen the broken become whole. We've seen the rejected become accepted. We have seen the incomplete become complete. Oh, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. We have seen the unstable become stable. We've seen drug addicts put their drugs away and put on the new man. The life of God will take a gang member like Nicky Cruz that lived his life full of hatred and full of murder and get into his spirit and literally cause him to put his weapons down and pick up the weapons of his warfare. I'm telling you, there's nothing that our God won't do. And there is nothing that our God can't do. If he'll do it for you, he will do it for others. What he's done for me, he will do for you. Oh, lift a hand and say, I believe it. I believe it. Folks, this is real. This is real. His life, this gift of eternal life changes people's lives. I used to be a cusser and a fusser. But God got a hold of my tongue. God took me out of the fuss land and the strife land into the love land, into the life land. I used to use the Lord's name in vain. Now I can praise him. Hallelujah, because his name is to be revered. His name is to be magnified. His name is to be worshipped. Amen. Well, somebody says, good for you, but I cussed on the way to church. Well, just repent and let the life of God take over. Submit your tongue to the master. Put your tongue on the altar. Put your tongue on the altar and let the life of God turn things around in your speech. Look at your neighbor and say, this is real. This gift of God This greatest gift of the Father, man, I'm telling you, it is real. And you know, I'm looking at Pastor Tom and Kimberly and Pastor Nancy and my beautiful wife, Brenda. Folks, it doesn't get any better as a pastor seeing lives changed right before our eyes. I'm looking at Don there. This man has been changed. I can't give his testimony, but I'm telling you what, take my word on it. This man has been changed. He went from death country to life country. And I can see person after person after person that has gone through the tests and the trials of life, but you're still standing and you're still smiling and you're still praising and you're still giving and you're still serving and you are here alive and well because of the life of God on the inside of you. Woo! Glory to God. You know, I think of what the great apostle John, when he wrote in 3 John 2, he said, "Beloved, I pray above all things, this is our prayer, that you prosper and that you walk in divine health as your soul prospers." Then it goes on to say in verse 3 of 3 John, it says this, "For I rejoice greatly." This is how PT and I feel. "I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the word that is in you." Now notice this, even as you're walking in the word. Ooh, glory to God. Next verse, verse 4, I believe. "I have no greater joy." We have no greater joy as your pastors and your ministers than to hear that our children are walking in truth. No greater joy. No greater joy to hear that our sons and our daughters are walking in the light of this Zoe God kind, this gift of God on the inside. I'm telling you what, it primes our pump. Did you know that we have a great God? And that we have a great church that has done great things in this church family? Oh, place a hand over your heart and say, "God is doing great things in my life. God is doing great things in my church family." Now notice in 1 John chapter 5, 4. Everybody still good? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Let's read it together. "For whatsoever is born of God..." Read the rest. "And this is the victory that overcometh the world," even what? "Even our faith in Him." The other day I was just meditating on this word. The Lord pointed out what this verse does not say. Basically, it does not say, "For whatsoever is born of God is overwhelmed by the world." It's just too much to take. It's just too much to handle. Have you listened to CNN lately?
No.
Have you listened to whatever lately? If you listen to what the world is saying rather than what the Word is saying, you will be overwhelmed.
All right.
But whatsoever is born of God. We could say it this way, whosoever allows this life-giving power to work in their lives overcometh the world. Not overwhelmed by the world, but overcoming the world. Amen? And this is the victory. When you got this new life from God, it makes you more than a match for the devil. Because overcoming runs in the Father's family.
Amen.
Say that with me. Overcoming
runs
in my Father's family.
And
I'm part of the family
of God.
So overcoming
is running in my family.
my la familia. So this Zoe kind of life, we could go on and on and on what this does for you, what it will do in you. It makes you a partaker of the divine nature. Folks, you can rely on the life of God for any and every kind of season that you're in. How many of you are right now in a new season in your life? Amen. How many of you are believing God to exit the season you're in so that perhaps you can get into a new season? No matter where we're at, no matter what's going on, His life, His nature, and His ability is there for us for every season of life we're in. And I like that, don't you? Now, here's the key, and I alluded to it a little bit early in this message. We must then not ignore this life that is in us. This is the third point today. Amen? We've seen what it is, what it will do for us. Now, thirdly, let's learn how to walk in the light of eternal life so we can enjoy the fullness and the reality of it. How many of you know sometimes you think if you've got something in the spiritual realm, it should work automatically? But it doesn't. I mean, you may have a dishwasher at home, but the dishwasher doesn't work automatically. You got to do something to load that baby up to get rid of those dirty dishes. The life of God is not automatic. It's in you, but it needs to be activated. Say with me, activating the life of God. Now, in 1 Timothy 6:12, read that with me if you would. 1 Timothy 6:12, it says, fight the what? Fight the good fight of faith. How many of you know the good fight of faith is a fight that you win? And notice with me, when it says fight the good fight of faith, it's not talking about fighting one another.
Amen.
Uh-uh. We're not to fight one another. No, we're to fight the good fight of faith.
That's right.
But here's the thing I want you to see. It says here, lay hold on. Laying hold on is the opposite of letting go. Lay hold on means to hold tightly. Lay hold on means to lay hold of the quality of life that's been given you. He says, lay hold on eternal life. So what are you saying, Pastor Mark? Here's what I'm saying. I believe what the Holy Ghost is saying. Make the choice. Make the choice daily. Daily. Make this choice to walk in the light of this life that Jesus came to give us. It's your choice. Whether you will live in it or ignore it. Whether it will be activated in your life or whether it will lie dormant in your life. See, God wants us to be conscious of this life in us. Amen? Years ago, someone preached a message called Being God Inside Minded. Say this with me. The life of God, inside of my spirit, minded. I'm mindful of the life of God in me. Amen?
Amen.
And if this life is not going to lie dormant in my life, I need to choose daily life.
Right.
Look at Deuteronomy chapter 30 now. Deuteronomy the 30th chapter. Notice this in verse 19. He said, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, ignore life. Therefore, have someone else do this for you. No, you choose life. Why? So that you and your seed may live. This should be a daily declaration. Raise a hand toward heaven and say this with me real strong.
I will walk
in the light of the life of God.
I choose life.
I reject death.
I reject the curse.
Choosing life is my way of life. So choosing life then is choosing His words over other people's words. Choosing His words over fear-filled words. Choosing His words over doubt-filled words. I choose life. Now, when you're choosing life, you're choosing His word. Remember what Jesus said, "My words, they are spirit and they are life." His words are life unto those that find them. No, His words are not life to those that ignore them. His words are life to those that find them. His words are life to those that keep them. His words are life to those that do them. My words, they are spirit and they are life. So if I'm going to choose Jesus daily, I must choose His word daily. Amen. Over any other words that are out there. Right. And there's a ton of hot air out there. There's a ton of stuff that if we listen to it and we choose it, it will move us.
Right.
It will take us off of the life of God that's on the inside of us. But I like what the Apostle Paul said. You know, this is going on, and that's going on, but none of these things.
Amen.
Say this with me. None of these things,
move me.
We don't have to be moved by what we feel.
Right.
We don't have to be moved by what we see.
That's right.
You don't even have to be moved about what other people say about you.
That's so true.
No. Good. Know the word for yourself and let the word move you. And when you let the word move you, you will be unmovable when the storms of life knock on your home.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
His words are spirit.
Yes, they are.
His words are life.
Yeah, they are.
As for me and my house, we're choosing life. And so a big part then of choosing life is choosing then to speak words of life.
Amen.
What are we saying? I'm saying cooperate with the life of the Father by speaking words of life.
Amen.
Words of life. Words of life. Proverbs 18 verse 21 says this, that death
and life
are what? Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In other words, we release life or we release death by the words that we speak. Amen.
Amen.
I say on a regular basis of this Deuteronomy 30:19, I choose to think, I choose to act, I choose to talk on the life of God today.
Amen.
Oh, say it with me. His life,
is flowing in me.
His life,
is working in me.
Zoe quickens me.
Strengthens me.
Heals me
and keeps me whole.
I'm choosing to speak words of life over my loved ones. I'm choosing to speak words of life over my body. Well, Pastor Mark, don't you sometimes in your body feel pain? Of course, everyone feels pain, right? But what good does it do for us to magnify the pain? Instead of magnifying the pain, we may need to magnify the healer.
That's right.
The healer's at work in our body.
That's right.
Amen?
Yes.
Well, don't you sometimes feel like you're a little bit discouraged? Of course I do. I think everybody gets tempted to feel discouraged. But I've chosen not to magnify. See, chosen. I've chosen not to magnify the discouragement and the situation that is bringing that, and I'm going to magnify the answer. I said, I'm going to magnify the answer. And the answers for our life are in the Word of Life.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now notice this.
Amen.
Choosing God is choosing His Word. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. I choose to speak the Word of God over my mind. It would do some of you good to do the same thing. Stop talking about how forgetful you are. And say this, my mind is my mind. My mind will serve me and function fully every day of my life. My mind will never fail me. My mind will never leave me. My mind will never forsake me. My mind is my mind. Those are the words you can choose. And I tell you something, when you do that, soundness of mind will take over because of the life of God on the inside of you. Don't take the bait of losing your mind. You have the mind of Christ. Say that a couple of times. I have the mind of Christ. Say it one more time. I have the mind of Christ. He is making me of a quick understanding. I got the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. How about this one? Choose to speak words of life over our nation. There's so many words out there about the nation that are negative. What we can choose to do is we can choose life. We're speaking life over our nation. Amen? Hallelujah. So hook your speaker up with your believer. Hook this up with your believer. Now in closing, look with me at Romans chapter 8 and verse 2. Romans 8, 2. Romans 8, chapter, 8th chapter, the second verse. Anybody getting stirred up yet?
Yes.
I'm getting stirred up about words of life. Amen? Notice this now. It says in Romans 8, 2, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, what does it do? It makes us free from the law of sin and death. We could say it this way. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus supersedes the law of sin and death. Just like when a jet takes off from the runway, something goes into motion that defies the law of gravity. It's the law of lift.
Yeah, that's good.
And the law of lift supersedes the law of gravity. And soon and very soon, you're sowing at 30,000 above.
That's right.
Amen? And you got a vantage point.
That's right.
So this law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus supersedes any law of genetics. It supersedes the law of divorce. It supersedes the law of cancer. It supersedes the law of destruction. This life on the inside of you will help you to soar above all powers of darkness. Anybody interested in doing some soaring? When we live in the life of God, when we speak words of life, it lifts us up above those things that hold us down. And so what we're going to do all day long is we're going to let the life of God flow through us. Stand up, everybody. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for the word today. Glory to God. Stir yourself up a little bit. Move around a little bit. Amen. Stretch a little bit. Praise God. It's 11:32. We're on our way home in a few minutes. So say a few words with me. Thank you, Lord. I have this life in me. Thank you, Lord. I choose life. I let this life dominate me. I got His life. I've got His nature. I've got His ability. I've got the life of God in me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.